Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, June 20th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. First up today is Instagram, which held a big event today to announce IGTV, a new app for long-form vertical video made by Instagram creators. The move is considered to be a preliminary attack on YouTube, but it's too soon to know how effective Instagram will be at stealing viewers from Google. At launch, there are no ads, which is good for viewers, but no way for creators to make money directly. And at any rate, the new app will be available on iOS and Android in the coming weeks. And speaking of video, Apple has teamed up with Sesame Workshop, the makers of Sesame Street, to create kids programming for its upcoming video service, Variety Reports. The deal will include live action and animated series, as well as a puppet series developed for Apple. And Apple Pay has expanded to both Poland and Norway this week, fulfilling Tim Cook's promise earlier this year to bring the mobile payment service to Poland, Norway, and Ukraine. Next on the list could be the Czech Republic, according to a bank's leaked document that we discovered. And in HomeKit Weekly today, we take a look at Elgato's new Eve Aqua smart water controller. The accessory lets you control your sprinkler system with Apple's Home app or Siri, and the way sprinklers work in HomeKit is unique. Sprinklers have basic on-off toggles like lights, but water can't stay on indefinitely. Instead, sprinklers have a default time of 5 minutes to 4 hours that you set as the default. Then, when you turn on a sprinkler, a countdown clock starts before the water turns off. Curiously missing from the Home app is the ability to schedule sprinkler activity through scenes or automation. For scheduling, you need the Accessory Maker's app for now. And also on the site today, Jeff Benjamin has published 2 new videos since yesterday, 50 iOS 12 Beta 2 changes and features, and a hands-on look at walkie-talkie and watchOS 5 Beta 2 for Apple Watch. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.